Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
This time of the afternoon, I'm going to chat to Daniel Silk, political economy analyst and futurist, and we're going to be talking about what we should expect from the Sona this evening. Daniel Silk, good evening to you. Thank you for being with us again on 101.9 Chai FM.
I'm delighted to be back with Chai, so here I am.
That is absolutely fantastic. Got a massive smile on my face just thinking yesterday we discussed this issue with the spokesperson of the DA, so we had quite a partisan view of what to expect this evening. We thought let's chat to somebody a little more impartial. And what are your expectations of this evening, Daniel?
Well, look, it's a strange one, this one, because I went back a year ago to look at the speech from February 2020, and it's a remarkable that there was no mention of COVID-19 in President Ramaphosa's last State of the Nation address. So it just shows you the change that's taken place over the last 12 months. The backdrop, therefore, is pretty much entirely COVID and COVID-related. And I think first and foremost, one will be looking for a perhaps revised overview of where South Africa is at in terms of the vaccination program, and perhaps some more clarity on the issue of the Johnson & Johnson rollout as opposed to the AstraZeneca one. And I think those are critical issues, because I really do believe that that's the most important issue right now. But there are additional issues, the issues of corruption, and the president has to speak out about ongoing corruption, not just the Gupta corruption, but ongoing corruption. And obviously also the issues relating to economic policy, attempting to kickstart economic growth in South Africa. You know, we're going to be looking for more clarity on this, but I must say that, I haven't got my hopes up in terms of any great announcements on these issues. I just don't see there's enough flexibility from within the ANC to really make dramatic announcements. So I think it'll be more of a review and perhaps a vaccine forecast over the next 6 to 9 months or so.
So Daniel, I hear what you say, and I too would love to hear strong, powerful statements made about how we're going to turn the corner and change things. And then I read the newspapers and I see that the ANC is too frightened to arrest President Zuma, ex-President Zuma. And I'm thinking nothing has changed. The factionalism is every single bit as strong as it ever was. How can we expect significant change when nothing has changed?
Yeah, I think you're quite right. Ultimately, a political party can only really change itself if it gets a mandate from within itself to change. And that's through resolutions at conferences and congresses. That's through the adoption of innovative thinking within the governing party. It just hasn't happened. And we have seen President Ramaphosa speak about economic reform. He's spoken about an infrastructure-led recovery. He's spoken about improving the conditions for business, cutting red tape, improving the regulatory environment. Yet, I must say, there's been precious little, and what there has been very slow, particularly on the issue of energy. And we locked into another ESCOM-related load-shedding crisis, more or less, as we speak. So, you know, it just seems to me as though the governing party, the ANC, hasn't been able to grasp the metal, so to speak, on many of these reform changes. And you are quite right to highlight the other issue that's the backdrop for the Sona, and that is seemingly increased factionalism within the ANC that simply makes the policy environment even more complicated for the president.
Wow, Zawi, he sounds like his hands are tied and he doesn't have the guts to do anything about it. Are you expecting an announcement about additional taxation?
Well, I think that sort of, if there's any heavy lifting to be done when it comes to the broader economy, and that will really be left up to Minister Tito Mboweni at the main budget in about 10 days, 2 weeks time. So I don't expect any announcements really on that tonight. In 2 weeks' time, we can chat about the budget again. But even then, I think to increase taxes in any meaningful way would really be almost a death knell for the economy at the moment. I just don't think we can afford increased taxes at this rate, at this stage. If there are to be increased taxes, it might only be for a very narrow band of wealthy or ultra-wealthy South Africans. But I wouldn't be too fearful of that going forward, at least for the moment.
So I'm thinking of somebody in your position doing your job, you know, putting your reputation on the line, trying to anticipate what's going to happen. And I'm thinking, I don't understand how you read the signals, because I see Moody's downgrade being spoken about. I see load shedding stage three, and then the Rand got stronger. What am I missing?
Well, you know, I think it's you make an interesting point. I mean, not just the Rand. In fact, if you've looked at our equity market over the last 2-3 months or
so. Record high, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, broadly speaking, you know, you would have done relatively well had you timed your entry into equities. And that's a feature not necessarily of the broader economy, but we have low interest rates in South Africa and elsewhere in the world. Investors are looking for a return on their cash. There is always cash floating around. And equities still offer a decent rate of return when compared to putting money into a bank for that matter. So notwithstanding all of this policy uncertainty and corruption and all the other issues that we discuss, you know, you can still see some of the aspects around our economy are performing, you know, okay. But I always make the point when I do presentations for clients now that it's all very well if you've got enough money to put into equities, you actually will have gained. But frankly, if you haven't and you are strapped for cash, you won't be earning any interest on your bank account, that's for sure. You will find it extremely difficult to make ends meet. So for those that have, they can do well in some aspects of the market. But for those who don't have, they're the ones who will suffer certainly currently.
I hear you loud and clear, and I read an article, I think it was Business Tech a day or two ago, talking about the shrinking middle class, where apparently numbers of the middle class have been cut enormously. Something like 2-3 million people have fallen out of the state of so-called middle class. Do you know if that's even correct?
Look, I haven't got those specific figures, but I would imagine that, you know, that's not far away from the truth. I mean, if you look at the last year or so under COVID, we've seen many businesses simply not survive. We've seen in other cases salaries being cut to certain workers or bonuses not being paid. And I would certainly argue that there has been a erosion of the middle class. It's not only a South African feature. I think we've seen this feature in other parts, certainly of the Western world as well. So it is very, very tough times. And the only way to come out of that is ultimately to introduce policies that will grow this economy. It's not good enough just to redistribute the limited resources that South Africa has. You can only do that if you can grow the economy simultaneously. I'm afraid to say we've had far too much concentration on redistribution and far too little attention on growing the economy.
Daniel Silk, political economy analyst and futurist, thank you as always for being so willing to talk to us here on 101.9 Chai FM. Your insights are really valuable and appreciated.
My pleasure. Good to be with you.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.